my name is Nicola, and I want to share a key moment with you. I was thinking for a long time which moment I would like to share, and I came to the conclusion that I want to share a moment that was important for me, but that I think could also be important for others, and offer an invitation to reflect and to think about ourselves as well. In order to get to the point, I have to start at an earlier point, at an earlier time in my life. When I was living in London with four roommates, and I was German, and I had another roommate. His name is Aaron, and he was American and Jewish. And our other three roommates, one of whom was my boyfriend at the time, they were all from Australia, and they all also had different backgrounds where their parents came from. So my boyfriend Chris, he was originally from Myanmar. His parents and he and his brothers came to Australia when he was 3 years old. The roommate Kim, his parents were originally from Sri Lanka, and the roommate Gloria, was her parents were from China. So we were a really diverse group of people. And it was a really nice time we had in London together, and we had a dinner one night and had a conversation. I don't remember what it was about, but at some point Kim referred to me as a white girl or a white chick, something like this. And I didn't think much about it, but then at some point I realized it was the first time someone was referencing me with like my skin color, and or pointing out my skin color. And I didn't think about it for much longer. And then I was on a trip to Myanmar with Chris to visit his family. And then we were at a hostel and met other travelers, because we stayed with Chris' family, but we also wanted to travel the country. And then when you're on a budget, you go to hostels, and of course you meet other travelers from all over the world. And there was this girl, Hannah. She was really nice. We got along really well, and we had like drinks one evening. And for some reason, we came back to like talking about, maybe because she's from England, I'm from Germany, and we both like talked about our experience being in Myanmar. And somehow I brought up the fact that Kim, like a while ago in London, was referencing me as a white girl, to me as a white girl. And then I was like, I remember that I said something like that him saying this to me was the first time someone, as I said earlier, someone referenced to my skin color, and that I never thought about this, because for me it was never important that I'm white and my friends are brown or black. And it was, just like nothing I really thought about until Kim pointed it out. And I don't even know why I said this or why I brought this up in the conversation, but then Hannah looked at me and she was like, but you know that's white privilege, because you never had to think about that you're white. And for me, this was such, I was a bit like, I don't know, like I felt a bit embarrassed maybe by her saying this, because the way she said it was very kind, but I felt like she maybe had a point that I didn't want to admit. So I was a bit like, okay. And then just that she said this, like that she pointed that out, that that's white privilege, I realized later on that so many times this sentence came back into my head when I felt like treated unfairly, or it was very one sentence that has been with me for a long time now. And I always bring it back to myself when I feel like, because I never felt like really privileged, because my father was an immigrant to Germany as well. And when I grew up in like rural Germany, I always felt like, because of my name, my last name, it's a foreign name, or my other friends or my other girlfriends, they all had such German names, and I had like this foreign sounding name. And I had experiences where on the phone, when I told people what my name is, there was like some racist comments to it. So I never felt like that I'm a person that's very privileged. But when Hannah pointed it out, that was so important for me, because then I had to think about what it means to be me and what it means to look like me and how many advantages I have just because of the way I look. And it doesn't matter that, yeah, sometimes I feel mistreated because I have an immigrant background, or that I feel mistreated because I'm a woman. But all this, I still have so much privilege in my life. And yeah, that was just really, really important for me to hear that and to reflect on that. And it's really guiding my way I'm trying to live my life, and how I'm trying to treat other people, and how I try to use my privilege. Also in my line of work, I'm a curator and writer, and I try to lift as many people as possible with the privilege I have, to just give it back and take other people with me that might not have it. So yeah, it was this little sentence in a conversation that I don't remember what everything else of this conversation was, but yeah, it was really important for me to have this conversation, to meet this girl in somewhere in Myanmar, to point that out. So I'm really grateful for that. And that's my key moment.